Transport. The rise in fatal accidents nationwide, primarily due to motorists' disregard for traffic rules, particularly during the rainy season, has raised concerns among leaders and civilians in Uasin-Gishu County. Addressing the media, Moyes Bridge member of the County Assembly, MCA, Patrick Comelli, decried the increased accidents witnessed in many places across the country during this rainy season, claiming several lives. He called on road users to be vigilant and extra careful on the road by adhering to traffic regulations in order to avert further accidents, ensuring no more lives are lost due to road carnages. The MCA challenged drivers to ensure that their vehicles are in good condition and able to maneuver when it's raining. If you look at statistics, a lot of accidents are happening during the rainy season caused by various challenges, including mechanical failure. Sometimes you find that cars experience breakdowns on the roads, but due to lack of signs and warnings, other vehicles run into them, causing massive accidents, he said. He noted that during the rainy season, visibility is a challenge to the drivers, calling upon the Ministry of Roads, Transport and Public Works to mark the roads so that drivers can clearly see the road paths. Despite the good roads that have been constructed, most of them are not well marked. If this is implemented, drivers will have an easy time staying on track, reducing chances of accidents on our roads, affirmed Comelli. He alluded that citizens play a big role in ensuring their safety on the roads by boarding vehicles that are in good condition and driven by sober drivers. Citizens should be keen when boarding vehicles by avoiding overloaded vehicles, speaking out when the driver is over-speeding and reporting drunk driving drivers. You should not feel ashamed to speak out because your safety comes first, he warned. The MCA commended the government's plan to reintroduce Alcoblow among drivers, a device that detects the alcohol levels in an individual, as it will help curtail drunk driving on the roads. He mentioned that the National Transport and Safety Board Authority, NTSA, should be well funded to strengthen their coverage in terms of numbers in order to effectively manage all roads across the country. NTSA is doing a good job, however there are few compared to the number of roads in the country. They should be well funded, especially in budgeting, in order for them to actualize plans like the introduction of smart licenses where drivers are rated according to how effective they are driving the vehicles, he noted. Comelli suggested the introduction of traffic regulations that prohibit issuance of licenses to drivers found with cases of alcoholism. It is risky to endanger the lives of innocent civilians due to alcoholism, therefore, going forward the government should make it into law, denying licenses to alcoholic drivers, he affirmed. The MCA urged Traffic Police Department to carry out the duties with due diligence and in accordance with the laws, to ensure vehicles are roadworthy so as to prevent further accidents.